Around 15 people are practicing on a Saturday morning at Virginia Tech's Moss Art Center, training their ears and adapting their voices to sounds not often heard around here. Some are students, some faculty, some locals. Marcia Hertel lives in Blacksburg.
Oh, it's fun. It's challenging, though. The vocabulary, the words, the rhythms are different than the 4-4 and 2-4 and 3-4 that we normally do, and some of the tonality is different, the quarter tones and so on. So there's a lot that's different.
I mean, you learn the language, you learn the music, so you're learning part of the culture.
Dan Dunlap owns Rocket Music in town.
We're singing folk songs that have been passed down and varied in forms, and we have people who know a little bit about the culture who interject with the language, and so you're learning the whole range, but by, you know, engaging in the music.
Mohamed Sayam is a PhD student in computer engineering from Egypt. He's familiar with this music. He grew up with it, but he says he never explored it as deeply as he is here now at Virginia Tech, playing with this ensemble.
So it was good for me to present this kind of my culture, my arts, and the other side is that I didn't have the chance before to actually study my music. I was just listening to songs, and I know artists.
Sayam says while he can offer some pronunciation or translation tips, it is he who's learning about this music from Annalise Thomas, the leader of this ensemble, who teaches a course called Understanding Arabic Music.
And learning about theories and the history of my own music, ethnomusicology, that's how Annalise describes it, was very new for me. And yeah, it adds to my experience, and it helps me even to enjoy more music.
Professor Thomas grew up in Blacksburg and studied music at the College of William and Mary. There she met a teacher who was putting together a Middle Eastern music ensemble. She soon traded her harpsichord for the Arabic instrument called a kanun. She joined the group playing in clubs in Northern Virginia.
And the kanun, when you look at it, it kind of resembles the inside of a harpsichord, and even the mechanism is similar with the picks. Although on the kanun, you're playing it with picks on your fingers, whereas the harpsichord has the picks internally to the instrument.
But beyond the mechanical, Thomas's exploration of Arabic music exposed her to something that's key, which she emphasizes to her students. It's called tarab.
Tarab is an Arabic word that evokes a specifically musical kind of elation or enchantment. It's a feeling that's experienced communally, and it comes about through the interactions between a musician and the audience. So with Arabic music, you're really going for this transcendental emotional experience. And that's actually the name of this ensemble, Itrab, is kind of the act of making tarab, the act of creating this musical enchantment.
The Arabic music ensemble, Itrab, will make its debut at the Islamic Worlds Festival at Virginia Tech, Saturday evening, April 11th at 6:30. I'm Robbie Harris.